The idea of a radioactive release from a nuclear power plant is chilling. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has always required plant operators to keep security tight, and the plant owners generally thought of the security requirements as a necessary evil, a costly regulatory requirement. That changed on September 11th. Jack Scholds is the president of Exelon Nuclear, which operates 17 reactors in the U.S. He says the nuclear power industry's opinions about security have changed. Now it's seen as not just a regulatory requirement, but as absolutely essential for the safety of the plants.
I didn't believe this necessarily before September 11th. I believe that there are people out there that want to inflict some sort of harm to nuclear power plants somewhere in the world. And one of those plants might be one of ours. So we take this very seriously, and we're going to do everything that we need to do to protect the security of the plants.
Exelon, just as other nuclear power plant operators, has increased spending on security by about 25% in Exelon's case. Security guards are better armed. There are more inspections of people in cars going in and out of the plants. Barricades have been put up. But Scholds concedes that nuclear power plants can't defend against everything.
I wouldn't call anything impenetrable. I think that would be a stretch. But I would tell you, I know of no other civilian industry that has as high a degree of security as the nuclear power industry does.
But no one is testing that security. The government used to conduct mock attacks, so-called force-on-force tests, against plants to test security. Since September 11th, there have been no force-on-force drills. The government says it's still trying to figure out what kinds of threats a group of terrorists might present. So the nuclear power plants are waiting. They're waiting for the government to come up with likely terrorism scenarios and strategies to defend against them. Once that's complete, then there will likely be a discussion about who pays for those defenses, the nuclear power industry or the government. David Lockbaum is the nuclear safety engineer for the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says that if there's an attack against a plant, the nuclear power industry and the government need to be able to tell the public that they did everything they could to prevent it. The Union of Concerned Scientists says that should start with bringing back force-on-force drills and then focus on the possibility of insider sabotage by giving lie detector tests to nuclear power plant employees. But those things aren't happening.
So we think there are shortfalls that would prevent officials from reassuring the American public that everything that reasonably can be done has been done.
Lockbaum adds that the government needs to work faster to develop likely attack scenarios and defenses so the nuclear power plants know the best ways to beef up security. The power plants are not the only ones waiting for those scenarios. Agencies responsible for evacuating areas around a plant are also waiting. Thomas Ortziger is the director of the Illinois Department of Nuclear Safety. Illinois has more reactors than any other state. He says while his staff is trying to come up with plans to react to the most likely situations and looking for federal government guidance, they're getting pressure to do something, or actually, to do everything, and to do it right now.
There are various outside groups, particularly anti-groups, that have developed scenarios that are absolutely bizarre. I mean, there would be so many things that would have to happen at a plant. I mean, this is hysteria at its best. You know, cut it out, guys. Let's talk in real terms. Let's really try and help one another make this thing work.
Ortziger says the evacuation plans already in place appear to be enough, but it's difficult to know. These plans weren't designed with terrorist attacks in mind.
What we need to see is whether or not there are any credible scenarios where the time we believe we have to implement an evacuation would be shortened. But we have not seen a credible argument for that yet.
And so state and local emergency agencies and the nuclear industry are all waiting for the same thing, information. Exelon Nuclear's Jack Scholds says he doesn't know where or how or even if they should increase security further.
So whether we have enough or not, I can't answer because we haven't reached a conclusion yet on what the perceived threat is.
Recent studies by the National Research Council, the Electric Power Research Institute, the Nuclear Energy Institute, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission all look at perceived threats, especially the threat of a jet crashing into the reactor containment building. The studies only look at what kind of damage such a crash would likely cause. They agree it would cause a lot of disruption, but probably would not cause a meltdown. But none of the studies looks at what to do to stop an air attack. David Lockbaum at the Union of Concerned Scientists says that's the problem. Study and planning to defend against a terrorist attack are just going too slowly.
Things aren't looking real good that we're going to be able to beat the next terrorist attack. We're still trying to figure out where the lines are drawn, who does what, who pays for the problems. We haven't responded with a lot of urgency to this challenge.
Given that the worst-case scenario in the back of every expert's mind is something like the Chernobyl plant radioactive release, a similar release from a nuclear power plant such as Exelon's Braidwood plant just 50 miles from Chicago is haunting. Lockbaum says it's clear that the challenge of securing nuclear power plants from a terrorist attack is significant and should be urgent, but the studies take time, and it could be 1 to 3 years before the defense plans are outlined. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.